The Central College softball team participated in its record 34th NCAA Division III tournament last Thursday and Friday in Indianola. I'm Trevor Castle, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we'll have highlights from the three Dutch games as heard live on 92.1 KRLS with myself and Kara Huseman on the call. Central was the 3 seed in the 4-team regional and started play with a 3-2 loss to St. Benedict of Minnesota on Thursday.
3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And Peyton Levine starts the bottom of the first with a swinging strikeout against the Bennies. Here's another 2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Went downstairs on that 0-2 offering. And Huseman strikes out below for the second out of the second inning. Swung on and grounded into left field and through the 5.5 hole. Runner is coming from second as well and safe. And it's a 2-run single for Lauren Freeberg. And St. Ben's strikes first in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Bennies. Bases full of Dutch for Jackie Sledden. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball right to the second baseman. Makes the throw and ends the inning. The Dutch are stacking up chances, but coming up empty. We're halfway home. St. Ben's 2, Central nothing. And Stufflebeam lines one into center field. Base hit. Miller held at third. It's an RBI single for Sarah Stufflebeam. And Central is finally on the board. It's 3-1 St. Ben's.
Boy, does that feel good.
Here's Addie Starr, last chance. Popped it up. And Peterson dives. Did she hang on? Yes! What a catch by Jesse Peterson, sliding in foul territory for the final out of the game. And St. Ben's holds on for dear life and beats Central 3-2.
That loss sent the Dutch into an elimination game on Friday afternoon, and they took care of business 11-5 against fourth-seeded Greenville of Illinois.
Duncan hits a fly ball, deep left field, carrying, and gone! Riley Duncan belts a leadoff home run in the top of the first inning, and Central strikes first with a 1-0 lead.
And as Coach said in that pregame speech, getting a run on the board for Ella and for our defense just feels so much better. And I said yesterday, I feel really good when we score first.
Trying to get something through and score Emma Anderson at second base. Pitch from Salas is high. Runner is going. Throw is down and by and into left field. Anderson pops up. Throw home. And she's safe. So a stolen base, an errant throw. And Emma Anderson has cut the Greenville lead to 4-2. Runner is going. Stufflebeam trying to get drawn into a pickle. The run scores. And now Stufflebeam will try to pull a Houdiniak. Dives a second. Safe. Stufflebeam, look at what I found. Miller scores, and Stufflebeam takes second anyway.
Chip, chip, chip away, Central. Keep going.
And there's a swing and a pop-up to Higgins at third in foul territory. A leaping grab right in front of the Ulrich Ford Lincoln radio broadcast booth. Making the catch, flashing the leather. Double H, one down. Now Addie Starr, who is one of the players you want up in a situation like this, but so far not in the postseason. She's 0-for-5, and in all five of her at-bats, she's had runners on base for her. And now she hits a drive deep to center field, and gone! What a way to break the slump, Addie Starr! A 2-run homer, and it's 5-4 Central! Duncan, line drive, left center field. Extra bases again for Riley. Henry scores. Riley coasts into second with a two-out RBI double, and the Dutch now lead by 2.
Great swing by Riley. She's just seeing the ball really well. She did yesterday, too.
8-4, Central leads Greenville in an elimination game, and Jackie Sledden hits a hard ground ball to short, and the throw is dropped by Salas, and safe in 2-run score. Another Greenville error, their fourth of the game, and Central has a 10-4 lead. Now they're trying to steal an extra run, and Underwood scores! The inning should have been over, but all three base runners score, 11-4 Central. And it's popped up, left field, Henry, again!
Oh my
gosh. A diving catch in left field, foul territory!
Holy cow, Allie Henry. I'm sorry. Those are some of the best catches I've seen in a, I don't know, man. I've seen some great catches by Sarah Tallman and by Emma Johnson, but that catch, that rivals them all.
Two down now. Last chance for Greenville and Salas. Who else? Allie Henry on the run. Another diving catch in left field. And Allie Henry has closed this one out. Central 11, Greenville 5.
That win set up a rematch against St. Ben's in another elimination game Friday afternoon, with the Bennies once again topping Central, this time 4-0.
No balls, two strikes from Jayden Huseman. Swing and a miss, strike three. Touches tried to climb the ladder and came up empty. There's two down here at the top of the first. Line drive, and it is caught by Miller. Throw to first, double play. She just barely scooped it off the turf, and the Dutch have turned their 12th defensive double play of the season. And a huge first two outs with the bases loaded in the third. Ground ball, star on a hop, saves a run. If that gets by Addie, St. Ben's is on the board, but she picks it clean on one hop, steps on the bag, and we are halfway home in a scoreless game here in Indianola. Another three ball, two strike pitch from Jayden Huseman. No score here in the sixth. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jayden Huseman punches out Tuscany Ballad, and there's two away. Touches hits a ground ball to second. Miller to Stumpelbeam, and it's thrown into center field. And the Central defense that has been so solid comes unraveled here in the seventh, and St. Ben's has a 1-0 lead. Bases loaded, bottom of the seventh. Popped it up. Shallow right. Catch is made by Freeburg, and this ball game and Central season are over. St. Benedict scores four runs in the top of the seventh inning, and our final score, St. Ben's 4, Central 0.
Here's a quick word from Central coach George Wares after the tournament.
Softball is really important as far as the winning part of it, but if that's all you do it for, you're really doing it for the wrong reasons. And you know, seeing this person play her last game, and you know, and seeing Sarah came in from a JUCO, and I don't think really knew what team chemistry was all about, and now seeing her cry because she's not going to play with her again. So that's what makes it hard, you know. So no matter when it ends, it's going to be that way. And I told the players, if it isn't hurting like hell right now, then you really didn't invest as much as you needed to, and clearly they invested a lot.
Central finished its 2026 season with a record of 30-14. For today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA KRLS Sports.